Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas lines, huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome once again to another edition of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. What a great week it was last week. We're going to recap that in just a few moments. But as I said, the sweet spot is here. The numbers are clicking in, and we'll go over that in just a few minutes. But welcome to the show again. We say it every week. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what we do. It's what we live for. The gambling game is what we're all about. If you don't have a knot in your stomach before that game starts, you're not living the right way on that. Now, TeamTrendBetting.com is all access, and it's everything that you need in a website. We're going to go over this again as we do every week. This is why we're here. TrendBetting.com pulled a team full of fantastic experts together, led by Lucky Lance Williams, who is the site owner and CEO. A lot of really good talent on the website, and also the website is first class. If you have a chance or haven't done so yet, listening to the show, go to TrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab. We're all listed right there for you. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Caleb the Prophet, as well as myself, Donnie Wrightside. Now, the show, again, what it's about, Sky Sports Talk Radio. Down the line, we talk about it, and we've said it each week there. Eventually, we're going to be taking phone calls and making it a more interactive show once the time takes place for that and we get a little bit better upgrades on the overall system. But, of course, that's going to take a lot of time, and we want to do the show right. We don't just want to go out there and half-ass it, you know, and not take our time and do it the right way, the way our fans and also clients and friends would like to hear the show and have a good time. Again, we're going to be recapping what happens during the week, and I'm real happy to recap what happened last week. We're going to go over that again in just a few moments. You know, it's basically about what's going to be going on now and in the future and also on upcoming matchups. NFL season, it's easy to talk. College football, it's easy to talk. We're in that dead of winter, and I'm in the Northeast right now, and it is freezing outside. Temperature hovering right around 0 degrees. I did see tomorrow on the news that we're going to be having, I believe, the coldest day over the past 20-plus years. It's going to take place overnight and into tomorrow. So just saddle up that seat, get the TV out. There's 64 college basketball games on tonight, and we fired on a lot of action. I, myself, have 5 total plays on our all-action card and fired on 2 premium plays in the MAAC, which you know is the MAC, not the MAC, Mid-Atlantic, the Metro-Atlantic Conference is what we really like to dig into. We've dominated that conference all year long. We have 2 plays in play tonight. And, you know, I do love MAC football and also MAC basketball as well. But that is another date and time. There are no MAC games on this season. Gambling tips, what we look for. Why is that line moving? Public versus Vegas, always a very, very key indicator on there of what we like to take a look at. Again, with the NFL on the back burner, just heating up this week in Indianapolis is the scouting combine, and all everybody wants to talk about who's going number one and who's going number two. Jameis Winston, to me, even though, as you know, I am an Eagles fan, is probably the best overall prospect in the draft to play quarterback. Marcus Mariota is going to flourish, I believe, in one system and one system alone, and that would be either a Chip Kelly offense or an offshoot of that type of running gun style where the quarterback doesn't have to really, you know, read defenses, pretty much just a paint-by-numbers type offense, but I do think he can really succeed. Eagles are talking about trading up from that 20 spot. I just think it's going to be too much unless he slips down to somewhere between that 6 to 10 range. Then it becomes a little bit more feasible, but then even at that point, I mean, you're talking about a first this year, a first next year, 2 second rounders, maybe even throwing a Fletcher Cox or a Michael Kendricks or something like that. So it's not really going to make too much sense unless he does fall in the way of like an Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay about a decade ago, where it's just going to fall in your lap and you have no choice, maybe trade up maybe one or two spots to go get him, which should only cost you about a third or a fourth pick as opposed to giving up the entire treasure chest, so to speak, there, as if like the Washington Redskins did with RG3. That didn't work out too well, now did it there. Now, about me, myself, 20 years in the program, online for about 2 to 3 years there. Twitter account's been going great. I mean, I see a lot of you there, a lot of tweets back to me, and going over some games and some information there to joke, have fun, you know, make comments. Use every bit of information, folks, to your advantage, whether it be Twitter, Facebook. I do like to use options like KenPom.com, sports options, anywhere you can get that information first to try to beat that Vegas line, always do so. But always remember, if that line doesn't look right, there's a reason why those lines makers set those lines and where they set them at. So always do your homework first. Don't get left out in the cold with a key injury or a situation that popped up with a late suspension or somebody's going to be out for this game or the game doesn't need that much. Do your homework. It's always the best way. The more time you put into anything, the better the outcome is going to be. No different, folks, in the absolute gambling game. Video, check me out again on Right Side VP, doing some new videos here over the next few days. And as you know, on my website itself, I did have the launch there, and we have Donnie's daily thoughts on there on the roundup of the previous day's games that we had action on. And again, just to give a nice recap last week for myself on our one-star action plays, which there's two cards we now have on trendbetting.com. You get both of those cards included in your subscription. On my site, rightsidevalueplays.com, we have two separate subscriptions. One is an all-action package. The other is the premium play package. Last week, it's been over a week since we've had a premium play, but on our new release of our all-action package, we were 11-3 to the overall number. And that was good for over 7 units of profit. So that was a sensational week. We had a lot of fun releasing that package, and a lot of people signed up for that and going over that there, because there's a lot of liens that we have that are worth firing money on, but we're not going to force anything. So a lot of people who want the action, we wanted to set aside and dedicate a single package for that. That's been very successful. And then, of course, our premium plays, you know, the tip of the iceberg right there, that top 1% that you like to talk about, those plays are going to be, I mean, not too few and far between. We hope to have an average of 7 plays per week on the premium card. But if it's not there, we're not going to fire at it. I mean, this is a 401k approach. This is not 1 week, one day, one season, or a couple months. This is a lifetime of gambling. You have to treat it with a lot of respect. If you had a broker in your 401k who was going to say, hey, look, we're going to go all in on this new product here. It's a penny stock. Trust me on this. And 3 days later, you're out of money on all your hard work building that up. That's not the right way to do it. I wouldn't do it to myself, and I certainly wouldn't do it to my clients, family, and friends. So the betting approach there, take that 401k approach there where less is more. Don't gamble with your head. Gamble with the knowledge, and always take your time when reviewing the information. But again, last week was very, very fun. Overall on that 11-3, just to take a look at some of the overall games that we looked at, if you want those big-time games, those TV games, those Duke Carolinas, some Big Ten tilts, that's not what I'm about here. A lot of success on trendbetting.com. They can nail those games down, but we like to have specialties and stay in our lane, so to speak, of what we do and what we do really good. I specialize on those smaller conferences there, Conference USA, Sun Belt Action, the MAC, and also the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, which is my favorite, which is based in the Northeast. You seem like, you know, the Monmouths, the Riders, the Ionas, the Manhattans. It was very nice to see late last week on Friday night, which we ended up hitting Iona over Manhattan, which was -2 on a nice late three by AJ English there. But it was good to see a 10 o'clock start where they got that national, you know, media, national press there where a lot of people can actually tune in. Most people don't even know where Iona is even located, or obviously Manhattan. You certainly would know where that is, but it's a very good conference. It's played at a high level. They're only going to get one team into the NCAA tournament, and you're going to have to win that postseason tournament coming up in a few weeks to get into it. But last week we started real small conference, Boston U and Lafayette. That started off our week with Boston getting 8. They actually won outright at Lafayette, 74-60. Drexel and Towson, you see me joke around a lot with Bruiser Flint and heading down to the DAC to watch the game down there, because they are technically the Big 5. You might be able to include them as the Big 6 team here in Philadelphia. We had them versus Towson, got a push, and one of my favorite conferences, I said again, we lit them on fire last week. Buffalo versus Toledo. We took Toledo with 5.5 on the road at Buffalo. They won that game outright 92-88. Northern Illinois, Ball State, locked down on Northern Illinois in that one. They won that game easily by 12. Ball State's been really struggling this week. Other winners we picked up last week, LaSalle at VCU getting 8.5. They won that game in double overtime, 74-69. Pushed the game, which was a tough one there, as we talked about last week, Wichita State and Indiana State. Indiana State getting 17 in that game on the road, and a late free throw that was missed by Indiana State forced to push at 74-57. Northern Iowa, Illinois State, that was one of the few losses we had, as they were unable to cover that one. And boy, Northern Illinois has been an absolute buzzsaw. Been talking with a couple of people online. It's almost saying, you know, an auto fire on Wichita State or Northern Illinois in the first half. Looks like most of the games, they're up by double digits and typically only have to cover somewhere between 4 to 7 points in those first halves. So that's something to keep your eye on. Whenever they're playing a little bit lower in competition there, they are laying the wood early and then softening up typically on that gas pedal late in the game. Marist and Siena picked up a winner with Siena 66-64 in that game. Just a quick thought on that. Siena's not a very good team, but neither is Marist. Marist, I know you've seen, we've taken them a few times this year in college basketball action. They just don't deserve to be the favorite. When they're catching points anywhere between 4 to 7, 8 to 9 points, they're very good, because now that they're healthy with Kerry Hart and also, Kerry Hart coming back from injury in that team to complete that team, they're very good, meaning they're going to give you an honest effort every night. They're not going to win very many games itself, but when they're catching somewhere between, you know, that 6 to 10 point range, they're going to give you an honest effort, maybe even surprise you and come up with the W's there on that. Down south action, UT Arlington, Texas State, we hit them on a winner last week. Canisius Ryder, we did have Ryder winning that game, and they took that outright. Also, we have Ryder in action tonight, as well as Monmouth. Those two games were at the half before we took the air. Monmouth was getting 4.5, they're up 2 at the half. They had a real chance to run away with that game tonight, but it looks like that's not going to happen there. St. Peter's plays really good defense, but Monmouth opened that game up 13-2. And if you only score 2 points in like the first 9, 9.5 minutes, it's up to the away team to put you away. Monmouth didn't do that. Hopefully they can buckle down, play some defense. That game comes down to the wire, and we can get the cover. We also had Ryder tonight, -3 at home versus Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac, one of my favorite teams. I mean, Usman Drame at center. The team leads rebounding every single year, it seems, in Division 1A there. Both on the offensive glass and also defensive glass. Saeed Hurst is a very powerful guard on that team. Good team, but Ryder overall, one of my favorite teams in the country. And again, most people don't bet these games. I mean, that's a small team that's just outside of Trenton here that plays in a gym that probably seats about 2,500 to 3,000 people, and I bet they probably don't even fill it half the time anyway. But they play good, scrappy basketball, team-oriented, and they're a team that's going to fight in that Metro Atlantic tournament coming up in a few weeks. End of the week last week was a lot of fun on Sunday. We had Youngstown State +4 versus Wright State. Picked on a key ingredient, as you see in one of my write-ups there in that game. Wright State was without their 1, 2, 3, 5, and 8 scorers, even though the Youngstown State Penguins are terrible on the road. I believe they only won maybe one game on the road. They pulled that out and got an outright winner. Didn't even need the 4 points. They pretty much controlled tempo throughout the game, actually dropping down 1 point with about 3 to go, but used a quick 4-0 run to erase that and ended up winning the game by 5, even though they were catching 4. So in a nice look last week, opened up the new website, got the new packages out there on both websites. It was very, very exciting stuff. This week, we did take a couple bad beats to start the week, but we haven't had any premiums yet. And again, we're not ashamed to say it was 11-3 last week. We're 2-5 to open up the week. But again, they were all one-unit action plays, so there's plenty of time. Obviously, tonight being Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to get back in the game and also get it all back. But again, new sites out there. Again, trendbetting.com, one of the best absolute sites in the business. Lucky Lance Williams, very good friend of mine. I know we're working on some really neat stuff behind the scenes that we hope to launch, like Reality Toast reality type show things, as well as some upgraded website and also radio capabilities. It's going to be a lot of fun coming down the road. So, I mean, tag along. And again, you can always follow us on Twitter. Lucky Lance Williams, again, everybody on the team does have a Twitter account, obviously, including myself. And it is a lot of fun to keep in touch with all the fans out there. I love the feedback, and I love going over games. Somebody has some questions, shoot me over a DM. I'm always happy to give out those plays out there with the times that we have any leans, anything like that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to be back in just a few moments, and we're going to go over some live action tonight, switch it up a little bit, all right? Stay tuned. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition. Your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there? Filling your bankroll up? A little bit of a struggle for you? Put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Going to do something a little bit different than what we usually do on the show. We're going to go over some live action since there's a lot of games underway right now in our key Metro Atlantic Conference games. Monmouth has a quick 29-26 lead with 16 minutes to go, so hopefully Monmouth can hold on in that one. A great game that just finished up a short while ago, Dayton Flyers and one of the Big Five, St. Joseph Hawks. St. Joe came all the way back in there. Excuse me, St. Joe's was fighting tooth and nail in that game. Dayton took a late lead in there, and St. Joe's was knocking on the door, but DeAndre Bembry missed a second end of a 1-1. They end up going down by 4 points, but St. Joe's, coached by Phil Martelli, a very game team day in and day out. And trust me, I know we lost a key premium play about a week and a half ago with Rhode Island goes into Hawk Hill there and ended up taking a loss on a late three-pointer. That was a slash to the gut. Temple playing fantastic basketball tonight. Another Big Five team up here in the Northeast, 37-27 over SMU with about 15 minutes to go. I believe at game time, they were catching right around 7 to 7.5 points. So that would be a nice upset. I think Temple is going to be punching their ticket after tonight if they can somehow pull off a win over 21st-ranked SMU Mustangs. So look for that one to come down to the wire. Some smaller action here. Northern Kentucky, Jacksonville, 43-40. North Florida, 51-50 over Lipscomb. Looks like Florida Gulf Coast University, Kennesaw State, 41-37. Kennesaw State does have the lead in that one. Mercer Chattanooga. Mercer has a 4-point lead with 16 minutes to go. The Citadel is up over Furman, 36-33 with 10.5 to go. Wofford up 50-47 over UNC Greensboro. Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, up 49-34 over Campbell down there in the Big South. A couple of interesting games there in Conference USA that is going on right now. Louisiana Tech is up 43-40 over Charlotte. North Texas is opening up a lead. They're now up 7 with 12 minutes to go over the Florida Atlantic. Over Florida Atlantic in Conference USA. Bryant and Wagner. Wagner up 46-38 with 14 minutes to go. So some of those smaller games. They're moving over to the Big Ten. Good one in progress with 15 minutes to go. Purdue up 39-35 over Indiana, as well as Nebraska at 44-40, actually losing to Maryland at this point. If you look at those two games, that's a key game between Purdue and Indiana, hoping for the at-large bid there with the NCAA tournament coming up. Both of those teams, Purdue sits at 9-4 in the Big Ten, Indiana at 8-5, and has strong resumes overall. They're going to need a nice close and maybe a win or two in the Big Ten conference tournament at the end of the year to try to climb up and get in. Canisius Siena in the Metro Atlantic. Canisius is up 35-34. We have Canisius as an auto not play each time. So every once in a while we're going to play against them, but we can't take them until Phil Valenti comes back. That offense just does not run the same. He's only 10 points per game, so it doesn't sound like a lot. But on the offensive end there, he is the key ingredient with passing in and out of the lane and the low post. Ryder thumping Quinnipiac 62-42. That's really good news for our subscribers and clients. We have them as a premium play, -3, and that's 14 minutes to go. So hopefully they can just hang on and just play, you know, some straight-up basketball and get to the gate. Another game we passed on tonight, which was almost going to be zeroed in as at least an action play, was Niagara Fairfield. And we're basing that off of the same figure we base off Marist. If Marist is a favorite, they really shouldn't be a favorite. You know, they can barely win games, and if they're giving points, you're automatically going to bet the other team just because they're probably going to lose the game outright. But if they're giving points, that's just an added bonus. The same thing with Fairfield. Fairfield 6-20 overall, 4-12 in the MAC. Niagara just about the same. Niagara's only won 4 games, so they're 4-21, but 3-13 in the MAC. They're the same type of team. I believe at the gun, Fairfield was given anywhere between 4.5 to 5 points in that one, and Niagara is thumping them by 12 with 13 minutes to go. But again, the same principle does apply in that game as it would to Marist. If it's just not a good basketball team, it's not a bad play just to auto-fade them and take the points if they are favored in that matchup. Georgia State and South Alabama tonight in the Sun Belt. We always like to watch Georgia State because Harrow is a fantastic guard. Having concussion problems, though, over the past 2 to 3 weeks. He sat this one out. Was really surprised to see that line at 18.5 with him questionable at game time when the final lineups came out, and he was out for good. That line dropped to about 16.5. They opened up a huge lead early, somewhere around 24-6 or 24-8, but that game seemed to be calmed down with 41-31. As we stand here, just starting in the second half. One of our one-star action plays in progress right now is Troy getting 11 points from Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern obviously is clearly the best team in that game, but a couple times, as you've seen, where Georgia State just, you know, plays down to their competition, hangs in that game between 5 to 12 points, 5 to 14 points. At the end of the game, just takes their foot off the gas pedal, cruises in for somewhere around that single-digit win. So we're going to hope that Troy can stay inside of that number. Troy's a really weird team. And what I mean by that is that's a little Jekyll and Hyde there. They can run up and bite the best teams in the conference and then get dump trucked on by some of the lower-end teams. So never quite sure with what you get when battling with those two teams. Earlier games that came off today, Middle Tennessee State was -9 at Marshall in Conference USA. That game ended up 90-51, and I believe I saw a tweet came out that said Middle Tennessee State ended the game on a 52-7 run. So, man, if you're laying 9 and you get drubbed by 40, boy, laying that 9 makes you feel like a genius. You puff your chest out, run around like a rooster tonight, smoking a cigar and drinking some Ciroc alcohol if you had that play. We did not have it, and I wish we did, seeing that final score. Old Dominion and Southern Miss, one of those key teams. Old Dominion's a really interesting team. They play great defense. They don't really have that blowout factor. Southern Miss is a bad basketball team, but they really haven't got blown out lately since Bengai's been back, and they've been somewhat of a healthy team because for a while there, Bengai was out and as well as 3 to 4 starters at the same time. They were just getting bounced around by 25 to 30 points when they were on the road. But interesting, Old Dominion turned it up tonight, only up 5 points at the half. So in that game, they weren't even covering at the half, even that first half line. They really hit the gas pedal in the second and doubled up Southern Miss 40-19 to grab a 64-38 win there. So those were some of the early action games. If we take a look now, FIU is up 18-12 over Rice. with 10 minutes to go. Western Kentucky up 17-13 over UAB. That's with about 10 minutes to go. Rutgers just tipped off with Iowa. They're 10 minutes in. They're already getting blown out. The Hawkeyes have a nice advantage of 23-9. Belmont 17-16 over Eastern Kentucky. And also UIC Milwaukee, one of my favorite leagues, again, is that Horizon. And USC has been playing pretty decent as of lately for a 7-20 team. Milwaukee can't really ever trust them on the road. We didn't really have a lean one way or another on that game itself. But again, when the team is bad, if they're laying points in those situations, even if they're playing a bad team, it's best to just lay off of those figures. And again, in the MAC tonight, just to rehash a couple things that we did have, the Niagara-Fairfield game, we crossed that one out. Same thing with Siena and Canisius in that game. There's not really much to give off that. So when you look at two teams, I'd rather not just flip a coin and say take the points in that instance. You have to have a clear look at what you're trying to do. If we took a look at the Ryder-Quinnipiac game, Ryder's a very good home team at 8-2. Quinnipiac does play decent on the road, though, at 5-5 overall. Conference record is where they separate themselves a bit, 500 for the Bobcats, and the Bronx at 12-4. At home, Ryder is a decent home team. Now, they're 8-2. They don't really blow very many teams out, but they are laying the wood. As I said, they were up 20 a few moments ago versus the Quinnipiac Bobcats. They win by using an average margin of somewhere around 7 per game, and in conference, they're usually plus 4. But both of these teams are evenly matched, so to speak, but Ryder is just the better team. And if you're going to hand minus 3 or less at home with a good team, I'll sign up for that one, even though I know the Bobcats can get after it on defense, have some nice wins on the season. But I think Ryder, hopefully, you know, being up that much, they can just hang on and put that one into cruise control. If we take a look coming up as the overall season starts to wind down there with the AP poll in the top 25, outside of Kentucky, anybody can lose when you're in a one-and-done situation. You got to win 7 games to win the overall NCAA tournament coming up in the next month. But Kentucky, by far, is the best team in the country. But if you look behind them, you can go, 10-12 deep with any one of those teams knocking off anybody in a run to that Final Four or getting into the finals. I mean, Virginia's sitting there 23-1 without one of their best players. He's going to be back for the tournament. And as you know, when it's going to come down in that tournament, you're playing on neutral sites. You're playing a lot of the times there in foreign arenas. But more importantly now with the NCAA, what they kicked off, which I don't really like that much, and you see it in the Final Four and obviously in the final game, is the stadiums. I mean, they're playing games down in Jerry World. Instead of shooting in, let's just say you play in Dayton, Ohio in a tight-packed 8,000 to 10,000 seat arena. It's a great atmosphere. Fans are right behind the hoop. I mean, you're shooting threes, and it looks like you're shooting into the ocean with the backdrop there. It's a big difference. And if you haven't played in that type of environment, if you're not from one of those big schools, you're going to have trouble shooting, especially a team that really relies on the jump shot or the three-point shot as opposed to rebounding, putbacks, and just being overall athletic. So obviously Kentucky's going to have a major advantage when playing in those big-time games in those aircraft carriers, so to speak, domes where there's not really any backdrop. Gonzaga's still hanging up there in that top 5 at 26-1. They deserve it. Good basketball team year in and year out, but it's just going to depend when they get in the tournament and match up. Let's just say they have to match up versus Villanova, Arizona, Kansas, or a team like Notre Dame that can just match you man for man, shoot the lights out, play good defense, and are coached very well. Can they hold up in that situation? Two of my favorite teams in the country, we talk about them all the time, from the MVC, Northern Iowa, and also Wichita State coming in at 11-13, respectively. Louisville's in that 12th spot. They just got bounced by Syracuse in the Carrier Dome. But again, it's hard to win on the road in college basketball. So when you look at those teams overall, Syracuse wins that game up in the Carrier Dome. Down in the Yum Center in Louisville, they're probably going to come out ahead, just flipping the script and playing on those home teams. Filling out that top 20 there, Carolina at 15, they were game at Duke. They should have won the game up 10 with about 4 minutes to go. They blew that. But again, hey, what we said, it's hard to win on the road. Maryland at 16, Oklahoma 17, Arkansas 18, Butler 19, and Baylor 20 to finish out that top 20. SMU in that 21st spot, playing my Temple Owls tonight and struggling with them. So we'll see how that game turns out. But again, show's been a lot of fun tonight. It's a nice twist to actually get some live updates and talk about exactly what's going on as opposed to just recapping. So we're going to do that quite a few times through basketball season over the rest of the year. Once again, this show Hope you have fun listening to it, because I have a lot of fun doing it. Again, we're going to try to make this a daily occurrence once the time comes and once we're ready to go and we can actually do this each and every night, come to you with maybe a half hour, an hour, just to give you an update on what's going to happen that night. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition. I'm your host, Donnie Wrightside. Check me out on Twitter, at WrightsideDT. That's WrightsideVP. Follow me on Facebook, WrightsideValuePlays.com. My favorite place to be, TrendBetting.com. Owner Lucky Lance Williams. Come over, check us out. Hit that experts tab. We're here to win for you, folks. Until next week, I'm Donnie Wrightside, and I'll see you on the right side. Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.